let's hope the state also steps up, because they put away a lot of money this year and the counties are struggling.
What would the state do to help with this issue?
They put away, I understand, between $16 and $20 billion. That's great. We need rainy day reserves. But what we need as much is assistance at the local level in terms of mental health treatment. The counties are managed health care programs when it comes to Medi-Cal and people who have severe mental illness. Too often you see the Kaisers and Sutters and St. Joseph's, all the private health care. You know, I'm not going to single out just one. But if they have a psychiatric emergency in their ER, they will often send that person to the county. We do not have the resources to assist that person, to provide the sufficient treatment. The fact is, we've lost so many psychiatric beds throughout the state that we are now treating people in our county jails. We have 440 people sitting in our county jail a few blocks away that have mental illness. That's a psych hospital. We're building a mental health jail, and so that we can have a better environment and a higher level of treatment. That mental health jail will only have 78 beds. We have 450 people who need care. We also have a growing homeless population, and that also is an effect or consequences of untreated mental illness. I believe that when we get serious about treating mental illness, both with the private sector and with the public sector, and the resources and funding that is needed, we will have less people incarcerated, we will have less homeless, we will see a significant healing. It is the civil rights issue of our time.
It sounds like you are also making an economic argument, in a sense, that money will be saved by early treatment, that waiting till the person is in jail, waiting till the person is living on the street, it's too late.
Yeah, it's not too late. I mean, we have 15 veterans that have all kinds of disabilities that are being housed as in the last 2 months at our Veterans Village, Tiny Homes Village. So I don't think it's ever too late, but I think that what we pay in terms of the consequences to house people in our jails and prisons and in terms of homeless services is so much greater than if we provided the upstream treatment. So it's a bad economic choice for private health care organizations to not treat.
Zane gives us one example, 19-year-old Elizabeth Brown, who we heard about here a few weeks ago. Her untreated depression led to a suicide attempt, after which she lived for about a month.
What happened was that there was hundreds of thousands of dollars that expended to keep her in the hospital on life support rather than treat her.
Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane joining us during Mental Health Month. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.